Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says India has become an example of a vibrant democracy in the world and is going to be the third largest economy very soon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar informs Lok Sabha 14 of 91 Indian nationals recruited into Russian army have been discharged. BJP MPs submit memorandum to Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding Supreme Court observation on creamy layer for ST and SC. Supreme Court grants bail to AAP leader Manish Sisodia in liquor policy case. And in Paris Olympics, Aman Sehrawat to face Darian Cruz of Puerto Rico in men's 57-kilogram freestyle wrestling for bronze medal. President Draupadi Murmu addressed the Indian diaspora and Friends of India at a community reception held today in Auckland. The reception was attended by Minister of State, Government of India George Kurian, Lok Sabha MPs Jugal Kishore Sharma, Soumitra Khan, High Commissioner Anita Bhushan and a large gathering of Indian diaspora. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In her address to the Indian diaspora, President Draupadi Murmu said that India has become an example of vibrant democracy in the world and is going to be the third largest economy very soon.
आजादी के समय से अमृत काल तक हमारा प्रिय देश बहुत आगे बढ़ चुका है सबसे बड़े और सबसे जीवंत लोकतंत्र के रूप में भारत आज दुनिया में लोकतंत्र का प्रतीक बन गया है हमने दुनिया में सबसे तेजी से बढ़ती और बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था के रूप में अपनी स्थिति मजबूत कर ली है बहुत जल्द हमें दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बन जाएंगे
She said that New Zealand has the expertise and experience to contribute to growth of India, especially in the field of education. President Murmu expressed happiness that Indian festivals like Diwali, Onam, Holi and Pongal are celebrated with joy in New Zealand. She commended the Indian diaspora for upholding Indian festivals, traditions and customs. Sri Sai for Akashvani News from Wellington.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said there are 91 cases so far of Indian nationals who were recruited into the Russian army. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Dr. Jaishankar said 8 of them have unfortunately passed away and 14 of them have been discharged.
There are 69 Indian citizens who are awaiting release from the Russian army. We take this issue very, very seriously. I have myself raised it numerous times with the Russian foreign minister and when Prime Minister was in Moscow last month, he raised it personally with President Putin and he got President Putin's assurance that any Indian national who is in the service of the Russian army will be discharged and released.
The minister stressed that India takes this issue very seriously. He said he has raised the issue numerous times with the Russian foreign minister. Dr. Jaishankar said the problem is that the Russian authorities maintain that these Indian nationals entered into contracts of service with the Russian army. On action taken regarding the matter, the minister informed that the CBI has registered a criminal case against 19 individuals and entities.
That the CBI has registered a criminal case against 19 individuals and entities. They have examined those 14 people who have returned from Russia. Sufficient evidence has surfaced against 10 human traffickers whose identities we know. During the investigation, two of the accused were arrested on 24th of April and two more on the 7th of May. All the four accused are presently in judicial custody.
BJP MPs from the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha belonging to ST and SC communities met with Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Parliament House today. The MPs jointly submitted a memorandum regarding the Supreme Court's observation on the creamy layer for ST and SC. Talking to media following the meeting, BJP MP Bhola Singh said they demanded that this decision should not be implemented. He said the Prime Minister assured them that this is just an observation of the Apex Court. The carriage of goods by sea bill was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill was introduced by the Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal. The bill aims to provide the responsibilities, liabilities, rights and immunities attached to carriers with respect to the carriage of goods by sea. While introducing the bill, the Minister said imperative changes are required as the Indian Carriage of Goods by Sea Act 1925 is almost 100 years old. He said the bill seeks to empower the government to issue directions to comply with the international convention and the changing global scenario. The Railways Amendment Bill 2024 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill was introduced by Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989. While introducing the bill, the Railways Minister said this bill will enhance the power of the Railways Board and the efficiency of the railways will improve. The bill proposes to simplify the legal framework by incorporating the proposals of the Indian Railway Board Act 1905 in the Railways Act 1989. The Lok Sabha today congratulated Neeraj Chopra for clinching the silver medal in javelin throw and the Indian hockey team for bagging the bronze medal in Paris Olympics. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said these historic wins will definitely inspire the youth.
भारतीय हॉकी टीम और नीरज चोपड़ा द्वारा लगातार दो ओलंपिक खेल में पदक जीतना बड़ी सफलता है जो निश्चित रूप से हमारे युवा खिलाड़ियों को प्रेरित करेगी। मैं अपनी ओर से पूरे सदन की ओर से भारतीय हॉकी टीम और श्री नीरज चोपड़ा को उनके उत्कृष्ट प्रदर्शन के लिए हार्दिक बधाई देता हूँ, शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ।
The House also paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi and freedom fighters on the occasion of anniversary of Quit India Movement. The Lok Sabha Speaker also made an obituary reference to the passing away of former Lok Sabha members Iqbal Ahmed Saradgi, Kamal Chaudhary and Ramesh Rathore. On the anniversary of the Quit India Movement today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to those who participated in this movement led by Mahatma Gandhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described the Quit India Movement as a watershed moment in the freedom struggle. Sharing his thoughts through a video message on the occasion, Mr. Modi also highlighted the movement's significant role in India's struggle for independence from colonial rule.
इसी आंदोलन ने ब्रिटिश राज से मुक्ति के लिए पूरे देश को संकल्पित कर दिया। ये वो समय था जब अंग्रेजी सत्ता के विरोध में भारतीय जनमानस गांव हो, शहर हो, पढ़े हो, अनपढ़ हो, गरीब हो, अमीर हो, कंधे से कंधा मिला करके भारत छोड़ो आंदोलन का हिस्सा बन गया।
इसी से प्रेरित होकर आज पूरा देश हर बुराई के लिए कह रहा है क्विट इंडिया। चारों तरफ एक ही गुंज है, करप्शन क्विट इंडिया, डायनेस्टी क्विट इंडिया, अपीजमेंट क्विट इंडिया।
Mr. Modi also changed his profile picture on his social media handles to tricolour ahead of Independence Day. The Prime Minister also encouraged people to make the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign a memorable mass movement once again. He urged them to celebrate the tricolour by changing their profile pictures and sharing selfies on the Har Ghar Tiranga website.
To celebrate the festival of independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from all
As a part of its nationwide campaign, Har Ghar Tiranga, Bharatiya Janata Party will hold Tiranga Yatra events in every assembly constituency from the 11th to the 13th of August. In a statement, BJP National General Secretary Tarun Chugh informed that floral tributes and garlands will be presented to freedom fighters and at war memorials nationwide from the 12th to the 14th of August. He said that on the 14th of August, Partition Remembrance Day will be observed in all districts, including a silent march. The Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, will set up a department for standardization in the Ayush sector. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said the new department will focus on promoting safety, efficacy and quality of Ayush products and practices. It added that the department will encompass traditional Indian systems of medicine such as Ayurveda, Yoga, Naturopathy, Yunani, Siddha, Sauarigpa and Homeopathy. While explaining the process and structure of standardization activity for Ayush, Director General of BIS Pramod Kumar said, under the leadership of renowned experts, the Ayush Department at BIS has formed seven sectional committees, each addressing a specific Ayush system. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Supreme Court today allowed the bail plea of former Delhi Deputy Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia in the alleged liquor policy scam case. The bench of Justices B.R. Gawai and K.V. Vishwanathan allowed the bail applications filed by Sisodia in both the CBI and ED cases. The court said to keep Sisodia under custody for an unlimited period of period of time in the hope of a speedy completion of trial would result in a grave violation of the fundamental right to personal liberty under Article 21. The court also observed that the appellant had deep roots in the society and hence he was not a flight risk. The two-judge bench, which reserved the judgment on August the 6th, disagreed with the findings of the trial court and the High Court that the delay in trial was attributable to Sisodia. The court asked Sisodia to furnish bail bonds for a sum of 10 lakh rupees with two sureties of the like sum and to surrender his passport. The CBI had arrested Sisodia under the Prevention of Corruption Act on February 26th last year. BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj has said Manish Sisodia is still an accused and his answerability is in the court of law for betraying the people of Delhi. Addressing media in the national capital, she said Mr. Sisodia was in jail for 17 to 18 months and he has been granted bail on the basis of delay in trial. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party leaders have hailed their colleague Manish Sisodia getting bail today. Delhi Minister Atishi called it the victory of truth and of people of Delhi. AAP Rajya Sabha MP Raghav Chaddha and Lok Sabha MP Sanjay Singh also expressed happiness on Sisodia getting a bail. The Election Commission of India, ECI, headed by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Dr. S.S. Sandhu, is on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir to oversee poll preparations for assembly elections in the Union Territory. The ECI team engaged in extensive deliberations yesterday with various stakeholders, including representatives from national and state-recognized political parties, to solicit valuable insights and understand their concerns to foster their active involvement in the electoral process. Earlier, the ECI reviewed poll preparedness with district election officers and superintendents of police to deliberate on administrative and security arrangements crucial to the conduct of elections. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to the Maldives beginning today. The visit aims to strengthen the close partnership between the two countries and explore new opportunities to enhance the bilateral relationship further. The visit follows the recent visit of the President of Maldives, Mohamed Muizu, to India for the swearing-in ceremony of the new Cabinet and Council of Ministers in June this year. The Maldives is a key maritime neighbour to India and holds a strategic position in the Indian Ocean. Israel is on high alert as tensions in West Asia reach a critical point, with the country bracing for potential attacks from Iran and Hezbollah. In a statement to Israeli army, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu assured that the country is prepared for defense as well as offense, underscoring the nation's readiness for potential conflict. We have more from our Dubai correspondent.
Adding to the volatile situation, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah declared that the group will attack Israel, but it is deliberately keeping the country waiting as part of punishment. Intelligence reports suggest that Hezbollah may be planning to strike Israel independently of Iran in the coming days. The current crisis follows recent assassination of key figures in the conflict. Israel claimed responsibility for killing Fouad Shukur, a top Hezbollah military commander, in retaliation for a rocket attack from Lebanon that resulted in the death of 12 children. The assassination of Ismail Haniyeh, Hamas's political leader in Tehran, has further heightened the tensions. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
At the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian athletes will be in action in wrestling, athletics and golf today. We have more from our Paris correspondent.
The day has begun for Indian athletes at the picturesque Le Golf National 18-hole course, which is situated close to Paris. Both Indian golfers, Aditi Ashok, who is a three-time Olympian, and Diksha Dagar, who is making her second Olympic appearance in Paris, start round three today, being in 14th position. Morgane Mathreau from Switzerland is leading the 60 ladies in the fray. In athletics, it's the women's 4x400 relay round 1 coming up any time now at the Stade de France. A while later, the men's relay team will run for India in the men's 4x400 relay event. But the most important event for India today is later in the evening, the bronze medal match in wrestling, where Aman takes on Darian Toy Cruz from Puerto Rico in the 57-kilo men's freestyle event. Savio Di Noronha in Paris.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says India has become an example of vibrant democracy in the world and is going to be the third largest economy very soon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar informs Lok Sabha 14 out of 91 Indian nationals recruited into Russian army have been discharged. BJP MPs submit memorandum to Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding Supreme Court observation on creamy layer for STNSC. Supreme Court grants bail to AAP leader Manish Sisodia in liquor policy case. And with that, we end the midday news.